Let's go to Queensland now. It's been a busy morning there with the launch of the Brisbane Racing Carnival at the Riverbend Terrace at the Powerhouse in New Farm. And Bernadette Cooper's there. Morning to you, Bernie.
Yeah, good morning, Ben. It's been a fantastic launch.
Oh, now, really come on. Come on. Now, I've got to get down to business here. text Bernie last night. Yep, no worries. Ready to go. I'll be ready. Text Bernie 8 a.m. Nothing. Text Bernie 8:30, nothing. Then I think, okay, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt, she's saying. But come on, it was your birthday yesterday and you've just fallen out of bed.
Yeah, probably. No, I've actually been up since Sparrow Fart. At 5 to 5 I got up.
Oh, 5 to 5. How was your 21st?
My 21st was great. Very quiet, unassuming. I think you've got to have a few birthdays like that so you can have a big bash, you know. Maybe the next one I think could be a big bash. I chickened out on my 40th actually, so I might have a big 45th maybe.
I didn't think you'd reached 40 yet.
Well, I just like to plan ahead. I just fluff it up a bit.
No, anyway, I hope it was a nice day yesterday.
It was great. It was great.
Now, what's happened at the launch?
Yeah, so we had a beautiful launch here at the Powerhouse and they obviously had the racing minister here, who we'll have some footage of with Sky Racing later on. But it's the first time really that I had an opportunity to talk to the racing minister. So I'm trying to talk him into owning a horse. He thought it was better that he, you know, didn't own any. So I offered him 10% or a whole. And at the end, I think we were going a halt. So you'll hear from Sterling Hinchliffe. But, you know, there's difficulties as we've had over the past couple of years with Eagle Farm, things are looking up, and they've just launched this morning with the Brisbane Carnival launch a 600,000 boost to a North Queensland series, which is great. You know, more money coming into our industry for all participants. But obviously, the focus was indeed on the BRC Racing Carnival, and being a little bit compacted this year. The BRC Carnival will run over 4 weeks instead of 5, and sometimes 6. And obviously that Sunshine Coast meeting has been brought forward. So, you know, as far as horses scheduling, racing scheduling, it's a little bit different, but obviously still the big feature races, and they've got loads of entertainment on. And one thing that CEO David Wimpey has been exceptional at doing is getting people to the races, and a lot of young people too. So he's the party manager, more or less, and that looks like it's going to happen again.
And the horses are there. There's a good program tomorrow. Anthony Friedman's really targeted it. And we've learnt this morning, if Brave Smash maybe doesn't run tomorrow here in Sydney, that there is the option of going to Brisbane. So the good horses will turn up with that rich prize money in the big group ones.
Yeah, that's right. There's $9 million on offer. We saw Red Zell here last year. Hopefully, I'm not sure if he's coming again.
No, he is. No, he definitely.
Is.
Yep, yep.
He is. So obviously, we'd love to have him back and any other super future stars in there as well. But I actually thought perhaps most of them might have been going to the Gold Coast, but I had some talked to Bart Sinclair this morning. He said James Cummings is coming to Brisbane. I think Gay might be going to the coast. Obviously, Waller's already at the Gold Coast, but I think even Peter Snowden might be coming to Brisbane. So we are going to have that nice group of Southerners. And generally, the Kiwis stay here, but I haven't really heard yet where they're heading. I know it's so tempting to go to the Gold Coast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is with the facilities they've got, and obviously you're away from the high publicity, if you can put it across that way.
And but they certainly have a holiday.
And they do, yeah, they do. Red Zell's on the way, and In Her Time is on the way as well. So there's two that will target targeting the Doomben 10,000, and there's others that we'll learn about over the next week or so. I will finish by asking, how's the weather at this stage for tomorrow?
The weather is outstanding, and you know, this morning at 5 there was a bit of lightning around over the racetracks, but no rain. The rain was sort of offshore. So at the moment, I would say it's a little humid, which could spark a shower or two, but I don't think they're forecasting anything significant. So the track should be great. And we all know what a marvel Doomben's been, and they've really made an effort to rest it a little bit in recent times. A few midweeks got scouted out and around other places, so you know, it should be in tip-top order. And what we need is we need not to have a wet winter just because of the workload on Doomben.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take it easy. We'll talk tomorrow. Are you doing it tomorrow or You'll be in Sydney tomorrow. Yeah, you're in Sydney tomorrow, yeah, for the All Age. So we'll preview that meeting with Michael Maxworthy tomorrow at about 9:30. It's a soft seven at this stage at Doomben for tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Bernie. Have a good launch. Have a good birthday from yesterday from all of us.
Thanks, Ben. See you.
Good on you.